Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, August 24th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to have a report at the bottom of the hour from Alex Jones. We're also going to be joined in the second hour, Paul Joseph Watson. And in the third hour, we're going to be talking to John Rappaport. And, of course, we're going to be talking to him about GMOs, about vaccines, mandatory vaccines. There's an interesting article that was on Lou Rockwell. It was written by someone who said they were at the Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center with their daughter. They said there was an antibiotic-resistant bacteria that was there at the time. Seven people were infected. Two of them died. So that's about a 14% casualty rate. He said me and her daughter were fine, but they thought they would see something about it in the news. Instead, everybody was panicked about measles, which hasn't killed anybody yet. But, of course, he talks about how absurd this whole narrative has become about mandatory vaccines destroying our informed consent. He talks about imagining the playbook. We're going to talk about that in the next segment as well. Of course, there's a couple of stories we're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson about. PayPal asserting copyright ownership over all intellectual property of its users. And a story that I'm actually a little bit a part of, the SPLC has come out attacking the oath keepers who are protecting the minors from the BLM, making sure they're going to get their due process in court. They're trying to paint them as terrorists, as usual. Of course, I did a video a while back. You'll see that at the bottom of the article, SPLC, Prophets of Hate. P-R-O-F-I-T-S, that kind of profit, not saying what's going to be coming out. Of course, we go with some comparisons there. You can see in that thumbnail, I've got Morris Deese and his sidekick there as Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. We crossfade that in there because that's the way they've been referred to by people on the left, as the Jim and Tammy Faye Baker of the civil rights movement, trying to cash in on everything. And that's really what the Southern Poverty Law Center is about. When they say hate watch, they're inspiring hate. They're inspiring hate of Christians, of people who believe we ought to have a limited constitutional government, of people like the ones in Oregon who think they ought to have due process. What started this whole thing in Oregon, and of course that's the video that I have there, when I talked to someone there in the mining community. This is something that goes back to the mid-1800s. These are property rights. When you have mining rights, when you have grazing rights, when you have hunting rights, what, these are things that are property, just as much as your home is property. This is the way these people make their living. They have a clear title. Yet, because there was a dispute there, it is not a paperwork dispute, as they portray it in the article from the Southern Poverty Law Center. When they had this dispute, they decided they were going to just shut these guys down because they were challenged, asked why they were on the property by one of the caretakers. They got offended by that. That's what you'll see in that interview. And so they decided that they would just shut the whole operation down, and they weren't going to let this go through the courts. They had a deadline of tomorrow. They said, shut your mine down, get out of there, get your equipment out, take your buildings down, and fill up the holes that have been there. And if you look at this is not a destructive mining process. For those of you who have a knee-jerk reaction to just hearing the word mining, this is a process where they've got a very small hole there. You have to basically bend over or get on your hands and knees to get into that place. I don't know how these guys even work it, but this is a very old, traditional mine, very small scale. I'm sure what they want to do is run all of these miners who've been there for 150 years out of there so they can turn it over some big multinational corporation. That's probably the end game. That's what they were doing in Nevada, running the ranchers out there who had had grazing rights for 150 years, many of them. So basically, Oath Keepers showed up not as a confrontation, but as security, just to make sure that they weren't going to attack them and force this issue. And now it's going to go through the courts, apparently. We're glad to see that. And we're going to talk about that with Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to talk a little bit about the Southern Poverty Law Center's history as well when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the tea products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
At the top of the season.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, August 24th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host today. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us in the second hour. We're going to be talking about a couple of articles that are up on InfoWars.com. SPLC accuses Oath Keepers of inciting armed confrontation over the Sugar Pine Mine, as well as an article that just went up a few minutes ago. PayPal asserts copyright ownership over all intellectual property of its users. They've got a new users agreement. You know, kind of like what the federal government does with the Constitution. They just say, oh, by the way, we've just arbitrarily amended that. Sometimes they don't even tell you. Oftentimes they don't tell you. So that's what the corporations do as well, because they're kind of two heads of the same snake, and it is a two-headed snake, the government and the large corporations. Also in the news, we have Hillary furious as thousands of Americans are sending cigars to her office. There's an organization called Send Clinton Cigars, where you can anonymously purchase cigars and have them directly mailed to Hillary. And tens of thousands of people have done that. You can see that picture, the massive stack of cigars they've got waiting to go to Hillary. And they have a subtitle tagline at their website, Clinton Lewinsky 2016, don't blow it, they say. So that's what they're doing. You know, as Drudge points out at the top of the Drudge Report, Hillary is getting bombarded with attacks. And he links to an article, I think it was from the New York Times. And, of course, they've been some of the ones who have been attacking her. Basically not even an attack, just an exposure of what's been going on with the Clinton Foundation. Chelsea came back and said, our foundation is as transparent as any foundation. And we say, yeah, transparently criminal. It's Reuters. Other people have been conducting investigations showing that they'd falsified the transparent reports that they put out there. If you put out a report and you say, look, I'm transparent, and the information on the report is a lie, what do we make of that? I guess that's kind of standard operating procedure for the Clintons, isn't it? Also, we see the rich and powerful continue to get by with nothing happening to them. We have Petraeus, just as I said yesterday, don't bet on him getting sentenced any time. He had pled guilty, and they had the sentencing hearing yesterday. And I said he's not going to do any jail time. He's going to be at Bilderberg this year. And guess what? He got 2 years probation. Okay? Imagine. We have John Kiriakou, who exposed torture in the CIA. He gets 2 years in prison, but Petraeus gets 2 years probation. We have people like Manning, who exposed criminal actions by the CIA going through WikiLeaks. He gets put in jail for a very long time. But, of course, Petraeus gives books of information to his mistress to help her, to impress her, whatever. So he gets absolutely nothing. But he did get a fine. And, boy, the judge got really rough on him. He more than doubled the fine. They thought he was going to get a $40,000 fine. Instead, he got hammered with a $100,000 fine. And to put that in perspective, antiwar.com says, well, to send a message, the judge sentences David Petraeus to 75% of one of his speaking fees. Yeah, he gets paid, according to Speakerpedia, he gets paid up to $132,750 for each speech. So there, I guess he could maybe deliver a speech about, maybe about this leak that he's got. Some of the interesting tweets that came out about this, interesting comments. One person in particular, Jocelyn Radick, and she has a Government Accountability Project. She was Ed Snowden's lawyer. She's also represented other whistleblowers like Thomas Drake. I don't know if she represented William Binney. She also represented John Kiriakou, I believe. She herself was an ethics lawyer within the Department of Justice, and when she did her job exposing that the FBI had violated due process in a high-profile case, the Department of Justice suppressed that. And so as an ethics lawyer, she became a whistleblower herself, and now she is representing whistleblowers. She commented on Twitter and said, and so Petraeus can travel outside the U.S., unlike John Kiriakou. Yeah, because he's going to travel to Bilderberg. Can't keep him from that. I mean, he's become a regular attendee there at Bilderberg. He's been there the last 2 or 3 years. I know at least 2 years he's been there. Kiriakou can't attend his son's graduation. And he can't accept international invitations to speak. He's basically not allowed to leave the country. And she also points out that Petraeus is not even going to have to give up his guns. She said he'll probably, in a little bit of sarcasm, receive a pardon, a parade, and a postage stamp. Well, for sure we know that he's a presidential advisor. And he's going to probably increase in that role. So there you go. One standard for them and another standard for everybody else. It's kind of like all these politicians who admit that they smoked marijuana as part of a youthful indiscretion. And we all should just let that go. But, you know, they're not going to let any youth go. They're going to send people to jail for a very long time. They're going to ruin other people's lives. But, of course, if it's done within the families of the rich and powerful, well, let's just move on. There's nothing to see. None of these guys will even consider allowing something like marijuana to be used medically, even though they use it recreationally. And I'm talking about you, Jeb Bush, especially you, who fought this in Florida. But, of course, Sheldon Adelson was in that as well. He pretty much funded this effort to shut down medical marijuana in the last election, almost single-handedly provided all the money. And, of course, Sheldon Adelson, if you don't know who he is, he's a Las Vegas casino owner who seems to be able to get whatever he wants from the Republican Party. He made massive contributions to Lindsey Graham, and Lindsey Graham put through a bill to stop online gambling because, you know, that'd be competition to Sheldon Adelson. I wonder why he got involved in a medical marijuana issue so heavily in Florida. Does he consider the possibility that people might use marijuana recreationally, because that was not even on the ballot there. Does he consider recreational use of marijuana to be a competition to his racket, to gambling? And, of course, they talk about the Sheldon Adelson primary. Everybody was talking about how all these candidates were going by in the Republican Party because he spent between $90 and $100 million in the 2008 election, first backing Newt Gingrich, then backing Mitt Romney. So he didn't really he's not very good at picking winners, even though he runs a casino. Okay, so, but still, it's a lot of money. He can make a lot of campaigns. And if people remember what happened in the real Sheldon primary, when Ron Paul backers were essentially blocked from going, they said this basically they had a caucus in Clark County, Nevada, and that's pretty much the entire population of Nevada lives in Clark County. It's huge. It goes from Las Vegas all the way up to the Bundy Ranch and elsewhere. But most of the population is in that one county. And they had a caucus. And so he said, well, this is going to conflict with it was on a Saturday night, I think. That was going to conflict with Jewish people going. So they were going to have a Jewish-only primary on Sunday. And they tried to keep people out. And, of course, there were people who had reasons besides the Sabbath that they couldn't attend that primary. It was absolutely outrageous, the games and the criminal games that they played in that primary. But, of course, now they're back in the open, and there's been a lot of talk about how Sheldon Adelson, the Koch brothers, are openly picking candidates, and the money that's at stake there is so important that these primaries, these little private hearings that they're having with the billionaires, are perhaps more important than winning some of these small primaries in some of the smaller states. And so we have to ask, is this an election or is it a selection? And as H.L. Mencken said, and we've repeated this many times, an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods. We can certainly see that with the politicians that are there. And, of course, the author who is coming out with this book showing the Clinton cash and how that has moved around is also working on an expose of Jeb Bush. It should be a target-rich environment, I imagine. Also in the news, we see that the economy apparently is not too good, especially if you're selling heavily processed, adulterated food. McDonald's is closing 700 stores. This is a story that went viral on Infowars.com from Kit Daniels. They say that the fast food giant quietly closed 350 stores in the first quarter. So that brings up about 1,000 stores in just the first quarter or so of this year. To put that in perspective, McDonald's has 35,000 stores worldwide, so that's about 3% of their stores they're closing in the first quarter and looking at now. And, of course, one of the reasons is an 11% decline in revenue, a 30% drop in profit for the first 3 months of the year. We're seeing a lot of big box retailers as well as these mega corporations are really cutting back. And, again, that points to the concerns that a lot of people have about the state of the economy. Even though we hear all of this rosy news out of the Obama administration, even though the stock market is in a massive bubble, we see that Amazon.com lost, and I don't have the article here, I think it was something like $57 million in the first quarter. We see that Target closed 300 or some odd stores in Canada. And, of course, the bankers are talking about how they can try to stimulate the dead economy by going to negative interest rates. In other words, incentivizing you to go ahead and spend your money. Don't save anything. It's not enough of a disincentive to not pay you anything for the money that's in the bank. So now they're going to actually punish you for saving, heavily punish you. And as a part of that, and we talked about that with Paul Joseph Watson earlier this week, instituting techniques to abolish the use of cash. And, of course, the government is heavily into that. Now, we're going to talk about the Southern Poverty Law Center story and the hit piece they did on the Oath Keepers out in Oregon when Paul Joseph Watson joins us. I want to play a clip of what one of the people there at the Sugar Pine Mine said, what the real question is when he was talking to the Oath Keepers. Let's play that clip.
Well, recently there's been some discussion in the media as to whether we were right or wrong to bring in the Oath Keepers to help protect our constitutional rights and our right to due process. The real question here isn't whether we were right or wrong. The real question that needs to be asked and discussed is why we have to seek outside help to preserve our own rights in our own country from our own government.
That's the question. That's the question. And I can tell you what the answer to that is. The answer is that our Congress, long ago, long before these trade agreements, they abdicated their authority to these bureaucracies.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at SurvivalistCamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with SurvivalistCamps.com. Survivalist Camp, providing your basic needs to survive.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
So the news breaks. Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80. That's Guns80.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet colloidal silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack, the three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines, Survival Shield Nason Iodine X2, and Super Mel Vitality, fused together, have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to play a documentary film from No More News, and that is KNOW. No More News, exposing mainstream media's propaganda campaign to ridicule Alex Jones. We're going to play a little bit of that for you in the next segment. Before we get back to the news, I just wanted to remind you that we have a sale going on Silver Bullet at the InfoWars store. That is 50% off the usual price. It's now, that's $15 savings per bottle. It's 30 parts per million colloidal silver, a very strong concentration of colloidal silver. And again, that is available at the biggest discount we've ever had at InfoWars. It's $15 off per bottle. That's 50% off per bottle right now. Well, going back to the news, as I point out, in the next hour, Paul Joseph Watson is going to be talking to us about the SPLC, as well as his story about PayPal now changing the user agreement, saying that they are asserting ownership, copyright ownership, over all intellectual property of its users. We're going to break that down. But we were talking in the last segment about this story, about the SPLC coming after the Oath Keepers, coming after the miners there. You heard that clip just before we went to break as to the question is, why would we need to be protected by Oath Keepers against our government? And, of course, the answer is that just as our Congress has abdicated its authority on these trade agreements, turning it over to corporate lawyers in the same way they long ago turned over their legislative responsibility, abdicated that to these bureaucracies that they've created, allowing these bureaucrats to write the laws for Americans. Unelected, perpetual bureaucrats. That's one of the reasons why things don't change, regardless of whether we got Republicans or Democrats in power. It's because of these massive armies of bureaucracies creating their little empires where they write the law, they have their own enforcement mechanism, and they also have their own little courts, their own kangaroo courts. And that's why you need to have people to your neighbors to protect you. There's a lot of different ways that we can protect each other, too. We can start to get an awareness that we all have due process rights and what those rights are and the purpose and the responsibility and duty of juries. That was ultimately the major check, I believe, that we had against usurpation of power that was put in the Constitution, that is a long tradition in English and American common law, and that is trial by jury. And the understanding that jurors are there not just to judge the facts of the case, but to look at the law, to look at the way it's being applied, and to basically protect each other. Now, I want to go back to this situation in Oregon. There's a poem, Our Government Land, and this is also from the Oath Keepers video. I want to play a little bit of that for you, just a few seconds of that. Let's go ahead and play that.
My name is Steve Beck, and I'd just like to contribute a poem to this. It's called On Government Land. The government is taking away everything, only to make it their own. You can't even hold conversations on your own private telephone. They own the water, they own the air, they own everything, and they own everywhere. If they can't own it, they just steal it away, turn it into a park, and then they can say they own it. They own it with taxes, they own it with fees. No matter the cost, they do as they please. They think they own us. They treat us like cattle. They herd us like cattle and treat us like sheep. After the shearing, our fleece is to keep. Sooner or later, if we don't take a stand, we all shall be living on government land.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They think that they own everything. They assert that they own everything. And there's really an element of corporate fascism involved in this because it is a partnership between government and big business. That's what we're going to see and increasingly seeing with these efforts by Monsanto to keep us from knowing what's in our food, to block any efforts to inform consumers, to allow them to have a choice, and of course with the vaccines, saying you're not going to be informed and we don't care whether or not you've got consent. Just shut up and take the shot. As I mentioned in the very first segment, there was a story up on LouRockwell.com. A person who wrote this said earlier in the year they went to a medical center. There was an outbreak of a superbug there. Seven people got infected. Two people died. They were there with their daughter. They thought there would be some reporting of it, but no, didn't hear anything about that. All you heard about was the measles outbreak where nobody died, using that to push for mandatory vaccines. And so this author says, Well, you know, I tried to imagine what their playbook looks like and came up with several points. I just wanted to throw these headlines out to you. Number one, make it clear that parents who choose not to vaccinate their children are only getting their information from Jenny McCarthy, Jim Carrey, and other celebrities with absolutely no scientific credentials. And also, number two, equate the views of the CDC, the medical journals, and pharmaceutical company spokespersons with science. Some people will tell you science is a method, it's not a conclusion, but don't listen to them. And you know what? If all of that doesn't work, just hold a gun to their heads, say shut up, and do it because I say so. I own you. We're going to talk about what's going on with cars. We're going to play a little bit of a video of a car show that was here just a week ago. One of the best car shows in the country. Stay with us. I'm going to show you some clips of that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What lies at the heart of InfoWars and everything we do? At the core is fellow human beings of every race, color, and creed across the United States and the planet that believe in personal liberty. And it's people like you that have promoted the radio broadcast to their friends and family. It's people like you that have bought the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com that have made everything we do possible. And that's why I want to salute you. You have helped us build this operation. You don't stand beside us or behind us or even in front of us. You stand at the heart of InfoWars. That's why in the month of April, we're offering some of the biggest specials yet to introduce listeners to these high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Buy two X2 Nation Iodines. Get one fluoride shield absolutely free and free shipping. 50% off Silver Bullet. Free shipping. Free bottles of fluoride shield detoxer. Find the specials at InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We have an article that's up on InfoWars this Friday, Alex Jones versus the Mainstream Media. Embedded in that is a documentary film from No More News, and that's K-N-O-W, No More News, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda campaign to ridicule Jones. I want to play a little bit of this documentary. We're not going to play, of course, the entire documentary because it's quite long, but I want you to get a sample of what this looks like, and you can see the entire video at InfoWars.com. Let's roll that now. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you.
It's not even worth mentioning this guy's name. I mean, he does not represent America. This is the same guy that said that the U.S. government is involved in Oklahoma bombings and 9/11. So it's just he really lives in the land of wacky.
Some guy on the radio. We don't really know who he is.
I don't know because I don't pay attention to him. And what's his face?
Whoever that guy was.
A guy that we don't talk about very often because he's so insignificant and we don't really care. But he is a...
He's also psycho.
Yeah, he's...
can we just say what it is?
He's a really spooky guy. And you just have to be careful of it. And as long as you know who he is, it's fine.
They've tried to ignore us in past decades, and now they can't.
The talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's kind of like the guru, the king of the conspiracy theorists. He's considered legit among the crazies.
The king of conspiracy. Radio show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, king of the conspiracy theorists.
I'm not the king of conspiracy. I'm the king of reality.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Conspiracy theorist and conservative radio host like Alex Jones.
They just marginalize him by calling him a conspiracy theorist.
Quasi-journalists such as Alex Jones,
the outrageous
Alex Jones, most dishonest, you know, journalists of our age.
Jones is arguably the nation's premier purveyor of what could be called paranoia porn.
He's not a conservative. He's not a conservative. I don't know what he is, except a conspiracy theorist.
Conspiracy theorist, you relish the word.
Alex Jones is a lunatic, an absolute, diehard, insane lunatic. Alex Jones has forwarded some of the most outrageous, ridiculous conspiracy theories about how the world works.
All you've got is shooting your mouth off with that cliched term.
He is pushing outright lies and propaganda on a regular basis, and I think it ultimately subverts the important real journalism that independent journalists are doing on a regular basis by giving the impression that everyone's running around wearing a tinfoil hat.
Now, here comes the lunatic conspiracy theory of the night.
You want to call me a conspiracy theory for saying that? I can read the legislation.
His new conspiracy theory could be his most ridiculous yet.
You could have gone to the document instead of sitting there saying I was a conspiracy theorist.
Look, the guy's mentally disturbed.
Wow. Little Twilight Zone there.
The media will handle him. The disinformation campaign will go out. They're going to try to label this very sane, very reasoned, very learned, very skilled man as a crazy loon, as an off-the-charts madman.
This guy's beautiful mind. He goes into his room and starts drawing things on a chalkboard. Right, like, oh, and then 2 squared is 4, but then 4 squared is like 28. Oh, my God, oh, my God.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, man.
I think he is.
Oh. He's psycho.
Because he's drawing up things, and the square root of 28 is this. Guy's lost his freaking mind.
He can see a lot of things that other people can't see.
It's like a conspiracy around every corner and in everyone's eyes.
It's in a CIA memo from 1963 that you say, conspiracy theory, tinfoil hat. I mean, that's declassified. The CIA, right after they killed Kennedy, put out these talking points.
If you talk to Alex for any length of time, you discover all kinds of things that you didn't know about the world.
We've blown it wide open.
You have. You have absolutely blown it wide open.
This guy's agenda is that the United States government blew up the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start with that premise, you're in a whole different category.
Yeah, and remember, put yourself back a few years. I know we have short memories, but this is the guy who was convincing 50% of Democrats that George W. Bush was responsible for bringing down the World Trade Center. He was that close with them.
You're trying to create a partisan wedge to keep people in the partisan left-right paradigm. Look, okay, man, I'm way past this junior high control.
I got that. He thinks that George Walker Bush, the President of the United States, ordered the destruction of 9/11. He's the guy that with some sort of pumping action blew up the World Trade Centers and the Pentagon. He did it. That's what this nutcase believes.
He was essentially comparing President Bush to Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
I was the first to expose 9/11 on the day. In fact, 2 months before, I had intel that elements of the military-industrial complex were going to carry out the attack. I said they'll use bin Laden, the known CIA asset, as their patsy to take the blame for attacking the towers.
If any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, running the Mujahideen War, and whose family builds all the military bases over in Saudi Arabia right now, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system.
And now we have come to a decision that maybe the United States is looking for a boogeyman always.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theory. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
These political fringe sites, they have facts, they have figures, they quote people, yet they're treated by much of the media as if they're somehow credible, that a quote from one of those sites is no different right. than something from the New York Times.
We've got to have the media call anyone that questions us conspiracy theorists, and any media that's not the Washington Post or New York Times is a conspiracy theory.
The website InfoWars, a paranoid online haven run by Alex Jones.
He's on the internet and he's got a lot of followers. He's got a big website.
He usually preaches to his own little paranoid choir.
I think that this internet stuff with this access now that mm-hmm. people have has made more crazy people.
Really smart people have come up to me and said, you know, I just saw this on something from InfoWars. Do you know anything about it? And I'm like, yes,
yeah, stay away from it.
You have to be careful of who you get your news from. Well, I got it from InfoWars. And I'm like, okay, well,
no.
Then I can tell you right now, it's most likely not true. You can't trust a word of the guy says.
Yeah, the word.
The system is extremely threatened by us telling the truth. They're extremely threatened by the fact that they've been caught lying and engaging in so much oppression and so much corruption for so long that they're really floundering around.
The important thing about what Alex Jones is about, what he represents, is that he has pushed out completely baseless conspiracy theories to literally tens of millions of Americans out there, many of whom actually believe what he says.
What really would concern me about somebody like him is the amount of influence he has, a growing influence. As he boasted, he's got millions of people mm-hmm. listening to him. Some of his YouTube rants have got tens of millions mm-hmm. of people watching them. And he foments this fear of a tyrannical regime.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist whose stories often make their way from his website, InfoWars, where on any day you can find headlines about vaccines, mass fluoridation, and the 9/11 cover-up, into the so-called mainstream GOP establishment.
In every tragedy, the InfoWars Alex Jones world thinks they see a conspiracy.
Every time there is a mass shooting or a terrorist attack, Jones is quick to blame them on the government or global forces. From September the 11th to the Boston Marathon bombings, Jones calls acts of violence false flag operations.
And he's been on the air since day one saying that this is a job of the FBI. It's a false flag job. You heard the reporter question as to whether it was false flag job, meaning, you know, is this just, you know, they're twisting it around to make it look like it's something else, another entity, but really is the government. It's so sick, and this guy's an idiot, and, you know, the people at the press conference totally ignored it.
We know the Gulf of Tonkin was staged, so we know that governments allow attacks to happen. We know that governments sometimes actually stage attacks. So in a lot of cases, they open the door. That's what 9/11 Truth is saying.
You're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
Let's
citizens.
Let's be classified.
What? No, what evidence do you have to support any of that?
Well, Gulf of Tonkin is very, very well documented. But
I mean, what are you talking about? Hold on. It's in Army field manuals to stage false flag attacks, declassified 2004. How dare a state government might ever let terrorists attack us or might provocateur them, even though it's in the New York Times and Associated Press and well known. I mean, how dare us? How dare you say I had sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky?
How dare you? How dare you?
You're like, what, do you like Saddam? No, I don't like fake wars, blaming a country for 9/11 that wasn't involved.
Yes, this is the same guy who has been selling the idea that the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School and the massacre at Aurora, Colorado were actually fake. They were faked as an excuse to take away our guns and enslave us to the giant wasps who hive beneath the UN building or whatever. It's the same guy who says the Boston bombing was also fake. It was faked for political purposes. The same guy who says he doesn't believe the Columbia space shuttle disaster actually happened. He doesn't believe there was actually an Oklahoma City bombing. If you like InfoWars, which is a show hosted by a man named Alex Jones, if you like Glenn Beck and you like Alex Jones, who says we faked the moon landing and that 9/11
okay, so
was an elaborate
hoax. That's a sample
hoax,
of that documentary. You can see the entire documentary again on at InfoWars.com. Alex Jones versus the mainstream media. You know, when I look at that, I have to ask, why are they protesting too much? Methinks they protest too much. It's really a shoot the messenger ad hominem attack, just repeating over and over again, conspiracy theorists, but when you look at this documentary, you realize just how broad and continuous this attack has been from various people. Like Piers Morgan says, what concerns him is the growing influence of InfoWars, and I guess maybe it concerns Piers Morgan of his shrinking influence, which basically disappeared, and he disappeared and slinked back to the British Isles where he came from. Now, in another vein, last week there was a car show here in the Austin area, the Lone Star Car Show. Of course, this is one of the biggest, best modified classic car shows. I wanted to talk to the people there and see if they are really aware of how transportation, especially the freedom that we've had with the automobile, were they aware of how it was going to be changing? Were they aware of how quickly it was going to be coming? And, of course, this can all be dismissed as tinfoil hat conspiracy, because there's not anybody really trying to take away your car, not anybody trying to control your movements, turn you into a slave that they tax and track everywhere. That's what these black boxes are about. We've got a video up on the Alex Jones YouTube channel, Black Box, Vanishing Point of Freedom. You need to understand that they put black boxes in all the new cars. Beginning last fall, it's now required in every car manufacturer. It is going to track you. It is going to be used to tax you. It is going to be able. It's going to control your movement. And it's only going to get worse. And this is coming very, very rapidly. I wanted to get a pulse of the people because, you know, so many times we're all living our lives, especially productive people like these guys I talk to. They're people who grew up as gearheads working on their cars. Maybe they don't understand where this is coming from. So let's take a look at this this report. Black Box Vanishing. We're here at the Lone Star Roundup in Austin, Texas. This is their 14th year here, one of the biggest and best classic car shows in the country. All the cars here are 1963 or older. That means that they're at least 52 years old. You're going to see a lot of different changes here, but it's also a reflection of America's love of the car culture, and what it brings to us, independence and freedom. So we're going to talk to some of the people here and see what they think about the near future where drivers are banned from the highway.
Driving a car, there's something about driving a classic car with the windows down. Don't even have to have the radio on. You can hear the motor. It's you can't beat it.
I'd get rid of my wife almost before I'd get rid of some of my cars.
Well, it's an original 1964 Woody Gilmore car out of California.
From this little on, I've been, you know, taking motors apart, taking Volkswagen apart when I was like 8 years old, you know. So, it, you know, it's just almost a lifestyle. I wouldn't know what to do without cars.
I've been messing with them ever since I was 14 years old.
The only thing that's not original is the motor and the body panel, but it is an original 1963 top fuel car.
That's a beautiful car.
Well, it's Tweety Bird. It was gone for 50 years, and he sold it to pay for his first child being born in 1962, and we were at a swap meet, and a guy answered his cell phone and says, we need to move the Model A out of the garage in Tweety. And I go, oh, my gosh. So I tapped him on the shoulder, and I said, Tweety doesn't happen to be a yellow 32, does it? And he goes, yes. The guy says, I own your car.
Have you ever seen this? Google self-driving car. Yeah. No steering wheel, no brakes. Would you want to ride in that car?
No. I got to have some control over what I'm in.
Google self-driving car?
Yes,
no steering wheel, no brakes.
Yeah, that's scary. I spent 33 years in the United States Air Force, so
You know, I'm familiar with all navigation systems. And I've been in places with GPS that took me in the wrong direction.
How's that computer going to react when a deer jumps out in front of you or something falls out of the sky and you can see it coming down? Maybe it's out of its range.
Have you seen the Google car that has no steering wheel and no brakes?
Yes, yeah, I looked at that last week, actually.
How would you feel to get in a car like that?
I don't know. I guess I wouldn't feel comfortable at all.
What do you think about autonomous driving cars, the cars where you don't have a steering wheel or brakes? They're talking about using that extensively.
I think I may see it when I'm an old man, maybe. But
I still think humans are going to be driving them, and the humans are going to be in control of them for, I know, the rest of my life.
Do you think that they will be in driving initially on, eventually on the road?
I wouldn't be surprised eventually, but I don't see it anytime soon in our lifetime, or at least not in as long as I'm driving. Hopefully it's after my lifetime or our lifetime. But my personal opinion, I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Ford, I think, has just put out a thing that will keep you from speeding. So it'll basically brake your car if you go above the speed limit. It'll slow you down.
I don't like it, but I don't drive Ford either. So.
Autonomous driving cars, are the government tracking every mile that we drive and taxing us on every mile that we drive? How do you feel about that?
I do not like it.
Okay, they're charging. Everywhere's turning into a toll road, right?
Yeah.
And they got the easy tag. How long is it going to be before they go, okay, you went through toll number 3 at this time, and you went through toll number 4 at this time? Well, you went 90 miles an hour from here to there, and they're going to send you a ticket in the mail.
They're putting black boxes in all of the new cars, probably retrofit it back to any of the cars that are on the street. That's going to measure how fast you accelerate, how fast you corner. They're going to give that information to the insurance companies. What do you think about that, and the government?
I don't like that. I'm glad I don't have one on my car.
The human factor needs to be there. You can't have everything computerized.
The CEO of Uber has said that once they get self-driving cars, once they get autonomous driving cars, car ownership will go away. That's their goal. What do you think about that?
They're going to have a hard time with that, I think. I mean, I think a lot of people are getting fed up with the infringement on our freedoms, with the spying and all this kind of stuff, you know? It's like, why are you spying on us, listening to my phone call and all that, and you're going to tell me I can't drive my car and I'm not going to have the freedom to go where I want to go?
Absolutely right. Now,
no way.
You can see the rest of that report on InfoWars.com and the Alex Jones YouTube channel. It's amazing to see how quickly things are changing, and even the young people didn't think it was going to happen in their lifetime.
Allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
The folks in My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana Food Storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
On a long and lonesome highway.
On a long and lonesome highway, east from Omaha. Ladies and gentlemen, the symbol of the automobile is the symbol of modern 20th century Americana that changed the world. We were the country of George Washington, Babe Ruth, and the 57 Chevy. We were exceptional. And that's why the globalists had to colonize the United States with their spies and agents to take over the great engine of freedom. It wasn't perfect, but compared to other nations, it was the capital engine of human freedom, exploration, invention. We were taken over, and our great scientific brain trust, by a technological elite in control of the military-industrial complex, took control. We should do a special report. We played it before, but with Eisenhower's full speech, 21 minutes long, his farewell address in 1961, where he says, beware the military-industrial complex. But two lines before that, he describes that a technological elite is already taking over through the military-industrial complex and directing human development and destiny. And destiny. And he was an establishment guy, but the plans brought to him by the eugenicists were so evil that he had to speak out against it and fire L.L. Lemnitzer, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and others who wanted a nuclear war then to bring in the scientific dictatorship, the global cataclysm to give the United States the excuse to emerge from underground bunkers, what Dr. Strangelove and all that's about, turned into fiction by Stanley Kubrick, to bring about the giant cataclysm, and out of that crisis, American ingenuity would then found this eugenics-based psycho club. They're coming for your cars. They're coming for your children. They're coming for your private property. They're coming for your guns. We told everybody they're putting tracker boxes and taxation systems in all the cars 10, 15 years ago. We warned you 16, 17 years ago, but they phased them in all over, ubiquitous. When they finally pull the trigger on the cashless society control grid, it's not going to be incremental anymore. It's going to be overnight when they engage this system. That's why they're banning cash. That's why they're restricting it. That's why J.P. Morgan's going after it. It's why Citibank says get rid of it, because they want to track and control everything you do so they can turn off your digital cards and your biometric signature, and you won't be able to buy or sell. And this is their words, not the Bible. So for those of you that hate Christ and hate the Bible, hey, you don't have that to deal with. Deal with the globalists themselves, saying they will track and control every human movement, everything you do at every level through these systems as soon as they're in place and you trust them and it's all you know. That's why they're waging war on farmers markets, lemonade stands, small machine shops, the Amish communities, people coming together. They want you at big box stores. That's why they're trying to ban, with legislation that we covered yesterday, that David covered, that's why they're trying to ban working on your own car or going in and removing the kill switches that are in a car that you've already paid for, that you don't owe money on anymore. All the cars for 12 years in the U.S. under federal regulations have kill switches in them. That's why repossession is not an issue anymore, because they just turn your car off. What about once you own it? Well, you don't really own it. It's got kill switches in it. So does the internet. So does your toaster. So does your microwave oven. So does your smart TV. Everything. The head of the CIA 3 years ago said this. Now, of course, we told you 15 years ago because MIT was reporting it. All they can do is call us tinfoil hats and hope that you don't investigate this total plan. We've got to stop it. We've got to speak out against it. And regardless, if it is the beast and the end of the world and all the rest of it, it's our job to warn people so their soul, at the end, before they die, converts to reality, admits the great lie, breaks the conditioning, breaks the trance, breaks the delusion, and becomes one with God's consciousness, one with Christ. The enemy wants to keep you in an artificial construct, a false reality, keep you in deception until you die, so that you have no knowledge spiritually of the wider universe and God's great plan, so that you're walled off and are a child of the devil on this tiny little planet that he's hijacked. This is the epic level decision you have to make. We're going to break. God bless you all. Back to bed.
I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.